Hey, Ricky?
Yeah.
Hey, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Yeah, hi, John.
Hi, I was following up with you. I know you were trying to contact your bank, and then our call had gotten disconnected. But I spoke with some of our executives. No, it's okay. I went downstairs and talked to our executives here, and I told them what happened, and I was like, I think he's pretty serious about it if he already put a card down and everything. So they actually allowed me to put it on a hold. And give you time to kind of figure things out. So, we still have our client interview, scheduled for tomorrow at 1:00. And then,
excellent.
The only issue that we were having was the actually getting the payment to go through. I haven't attempted to process it again since the last time we spoke, but I think you said you wanted to use a different payment method.
Yeah, I would want to do that.
Okay. Let's, swap the billing information. Let me go back here. Okay. And this new payment – oh, bless you. Is this new payment method also a Visa?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And is the billing address still the same, that 5555 Eastview Drive that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you whenever you are.
So – the issue, I'm still having the same issue at this time. I think it's just going to take a while for me to figure this out. Sorry, unfortunately.
What's the issue? I'm confused.
It's an issue with my bank having some. It's hard to talk about. I'm not able to process the payment right now at this time.
Oh. Gotcha. I thought it was just a matter of switching the payment information. Did they actually, like, put a hold on your account or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Interesting. Okay. Is this something that you still want to do for the business, or are you saying you don't want to do it?
I do. I just, having the ability to pay the, what was it, $285 or $288?
It was $299 exactly. Mm-hmm.
$299.
Is it?
There's any ways if I can try to pay maybe like $150, I can do that. But I just at this time I won't be able to do the full
$199. I definitely couldn't do anything at $150. I can remove, like, let me see. We're already building the site for you. Oh, man, I put you under, I put some credits in for you being a veteran, too. Shoot. Let me see what I can do. I mean, if I waive the fees affiliated with getting your domain and the hosting, I could get it down to $199 if that makes it more affordable for you. That's like darn near our wholesale on it. I mean, we wouldn't really make anything off that first month, but I know with the money that you bring in, you know, we could always grow the campaign or add some additional features later on if you want to kind of expand the service area that you cover.
Okay, let me check one thing.
We're still going to buy the domain and everything. Like, I'm not cutting any corners or like taking the site out. I'm just waiving all the fees affiliated with it.
Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, so I can do, we can try it. If you can do $190, like that will, I know that will go through, but, I'm in a tight spot right now, unfortunately.
I gotcha. Well, one thing about me is I actually have a soft spot for veterans. My brother was a Tomahawk. He was 1st Infantry. I think it was like 23rd or 26th Regiment. He went to Iraq and Afghanistan, and he's like my best friend, you know? So I know how it is. I don't know if you went through any of that craziness, but I still appreciate it. You know? So, and then also having it on hold too, you know, rather than go to them and say, hey, you know, I did all this stuff for nothing. It would kind of help me too to get it rolling.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah,
no,
I could definitely get it going at $199 as long as I have your permission. Like, we've already done the voice verification and everything. So as long as I have your permission to attempt to process the transaction at the $199, I could go ahead and try to push it through now, and I could send you the full outline of the agreement in writing as well.
Okay. Yeah, you can give it a go.
All right. See what happens. Oh man. No, that declined really fast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can you do 190? Like, I'm just strapped. Like, I know 190 will...
We'll clear.
We'll go. Yeah.
I don't... Oh, man. We don't have any, like, package pricing structure like that where I could,
Okay.
I mean, without removing products and features, you know, but right now I've already only charged just for the placement itself, you know, and the website and all the other bells and whistles are included in that. It's like the machine literally doesn't have like a 190 pricing structure. I can't like manually go into VeriSign and then switch the price of the product and charge you that. You know what I mean?
No, I do. I understand.
That's really tough, though. I can understand where you're at as a business owner. If it's like, hey, 190 is a big expense right now, and I'm trying to get my business up and running. Like, obviously, you need the exposure in order to get the clients in to make it work, you know? You need to have the money. So it's
exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely like a catch-22 situation. I know you were doing Home Advisor, or at least we talked about that a little bit last time. Is that something like, is that what's causing your issues right now?
Yeah, it is actually.
Yeah. I kind of figured too, cause those guys, I mean, I showed you earlier, they're on the first page of Google. They just like resell their leads, but they charge you for every single lead, whether you get the job or not. And so sometimes they're just there just like processing transactions on your account from wherever they're from, Colorado. And I've had guys run into that situation that have used that service. That's almost the problem, like, every time, you know, where at least we get in this situation where guys are finding out, like, hey, I have an issue with my bank. It always ends up being like HomeAdvisor and Angie's List. Or they're like, oh, yeah, these guys charged me for a bunch of leads and I didn't know, so I actually spent a bunch more money on that than I thought. You know, then they end up holds on it and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, I really wish I could get your foot in the door. You know, I've worked with a lot of people who tell me they just like being on the first page and letting people call them directly. You don't have that question mark every month, like, hey, what is my advertising going to cost me this month? You know, you'll know exactly what it is.
Yeah, I mean, if I had, I'm just in a tight spot right now.
I know, but even from my perspective, like taking your last 190 doesn't sound right either. You know, like, do you have a job that you're working on now? Like, when's the next funds coming in? You know,
It might be exactly.
Yeah, like, what are you eating top ramen for the next week? Like, I don't want to do that either. I'd rather put you. Put you on hold, or put you on the list and call you, you know, next year or something.
No, I would like to get this going. I just don't have any. I mean, I can try a different card. I have another card here.
Yeah, I mean, we could try that. I mean, that's what we were talking about doing earlier. I thought that was going to actually end up being the solution. And then I know you tried to call the bank, and then we got disconnected. But I thought the result was going to be, you know, switch the payment method out and then do that. This also seems like a really new card that you have right here. It's saying, like, February 2029. So that's, like, 5 years. I think that's, like, the maximum for most banks, you know. So it's, like, a brand-new card, basically. But we could try it. I have the old one in here. It just says it's a Visa ending in 7387. If you want to swap the payment method, I mean, I'm ready when you are. I can go ahead and delete this and put the new one in.
Okay. We can try this other payment method. The number is 4060.
4060.
3203.
3203.
6994.
2029. Okay. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
627.
6-2-7. Okay. Fingers crossed. I don't know if you're a believer, but I'm praying for you. Let's see. I'm praying for me too, because I kind of stopped them from doing anything until I talked to you first. No, it's all good. Okay, let's see what happens here. Okay, process. Oh no, this one came back decline too. Yeah, the declines are pretty fast, but usually when it clears, it takes it a second to kind of spin and clear the transaction. But this one declined too.
Okay. Oh, I got a 1 second. I got
the bank.
Yeah, let's see.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
You got that notification like earlier, right, from the bank?
Yeah, I did.
Authorize the transaction. Okay. So let me update this one. Okay, and then this one is saying, I got to wait 60 seconds. So that was at, let me see here. Okay, got 30. And do a little countdown. Okay. Please wait another 30 seconds before attempting to authorize a new transaction on this card. Okay. Decline 2. Oh, yeah. Decline 2 was like the one earlier where it was telling us there was a bank notification.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it shows me each transaction. They actually charge us $1 for every time I try to run a transaction. So this is like going to be the fifth one today. And then at $1.99, you know. So it's all right, let's see if this goes through. I'll try to process again.
Okay.
Okay, it's spinning this time. It's not just declining it right away. That's a good sign. Yeah. I think this one's going to go through. Usually the other ones, they let me know like instantly. It said, oh, it cleared.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. All right. Oh, but I have to adjust your service agreement. Okay. So this one, there's going to be a text. Hang on the line with me. I want to make sure you get everything in writing, okay? You're going to get a text that'll have an outline of the agreement sent over to you. But I have to... I have to remove the future billing. I have to adjust your initial invoice.
Okay.
All right. So let me know when that comes through. Don't sign that one that comes through, because I actually have to modify it so that the future payments reflect the $199 pricing structure.
Okay.
Okay. Let me go and update. Okay, there we go. I adjusted it. So that's the first one, but I'm going to send you another one of it manually, so that way you have that one, and this is the one you're going to want to sign off on. And then you still have the Google verification form from earlier?
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm going to resend you everything just to make sure that we're not missing anything. But I already let them know earlier today. I messaged one of my friends over there across the street. We're right across the street from the Google headquarters, but I let them know we're probably going to have to do the phone verification for you, but just send it over anyway, or just send over what you have anyway. You know, you obviously, you know, like I told you earlier, if the job's over 10K, like, you know, proceed with caution. Yeah. You do have the LLC, so I mean, if something goes wrong, I mean, at least you have that, and then
you're
going to be able to add this to your write-offs, but okay. So the second one.
Text message.
Yep. So there should be the in. Hold on. I'm looking at them. You got two of the same one. So the newest one, or the most recent one, that one's gonna have the updated subscription terms. Here, let me look at it and make sure it's accurate too.
Okay.
Because there's like, the first one was automated, the second one I sent over to you manually. I'm so happy we got it to go through, though. I think it's going to change the outlook of your business. But you got to stop those leads somehow, because otherwise they'll just keep sending them to you, and they'll keep charging you until, you know, and the bank's going to keep putting those holds on it instead of just letting them keep taking your money out for those leads. You got to be very careful with that kind of service.
Okay.
But the second one's updated, and you can see the My Site's in there. I included the website. It's $0, 0 cents for the site.
Okay.
Okay. So the second one has the pricing. set up. So we're set up at 199. You're locked in there indefinitely. The one thing I do want to disclose with you, though, okay, like if you leave our services like 6 months or a year from now, I don't think you will once you start making your money, but just hypothetically, right, so that we're on the same page with this, there is like a termination. So it's not like a cancellation fee or anything. You can cancel, but if you want to keep the website, it's $99.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, just full disclosure, because that's what it costs us just to buy the domain, and then there's usually a hosting charge every month, too, that goes into it. So I waived all those fees up front, but it's like, hey, if you leave us and you want to keep that, it tells you right on it, actually. It says transfer fee, $99 in your service agreement there.
Okay, okay, not a problem.
Okay, and then you have that on file.
Submitting the signature for now.
Yep.
All right, and went through.
All right, perfect. So there's a hard copy of that sent to your email. They're going to do the client interview tomorrow at 1. Okay, they're going to contact you between 1 and 2. At the end of that client interview, they'll send you the login credentials for that tracking system. They'll send you the link to be able to download the app, and then there's going to be a YouTube video. It's about 7 minutes long. It'll show you how to use the tracking system so that way we're not missing any opportunities throughout the month.
Excellent. Excellent. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and then you have my number, too. It's at the bottom of every text and email that you're going to get from us moving forward. We have 24/7 customer service as well. If you dial the same number, you just hit extension 1. So if you need help or you want to make changes to anything, do not hesitate to contact us. There's also an email address I sent you earlier if you want to send in, like, some photos or company logo, things like that, to help us build your website.
Excellent. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to working with you. Thank you for your service again. I appreciate it, man. I really love my guys. So, you know, that sounded horrible, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, thank you to your brother for your support as well. So,
I appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I want to help you get some more boots on the ground. Is it just you, or do you have like a crew of guys that help you?
Yeah, I have a small team that's helping me. So
small team, okay. Well, I mean, if we grow you into Google Guarantee later, which is definitely something, you know, we'll talk about. Obviously, right now, we just want to build up your pipeline of business as much as we can before we talk about expanding anymore. And then obviously probably get Home Advisor out of your hair. But if we do jump into Google Guarantee, you might have to get those guys looked into. And then also, do you need any, like, information on how to obtain the license for larger jobs? Or is it just something you want to hold off on for right now?
No, I mean, if you have some insights that you can send my way, I would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, because they're requesting a specific kind of license for jobs over 10K, so I could just pull the paperwork and I can get figure out how to get you that exact licensing. I'll send it over to you. If you could give me like 10 minutes, I'll text it over to you.
That would be great. Thank you.
All right, Ricky. Well, enjoy your evening. Again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow at 1 o'clock for your client interview.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.